请弟兄姊妹们翻到马太福音十三章。马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章三十六节，我们只读上半节就好了。
Only first half of verse 36.
当下耶稣离开众人进了房子，他的门徒进前来说。
Then he left the crowd and went into the house, and his disciples came to him and said.
那底下就是主耶稣再次讲到那个麦子比喻的意思，和继续讲天国奥秘的一些的天国的比喻。
What follows is the Lord's explanation of the tares and illustration of the kingdoms.
我们读四十四到四十六。
And we're going to read from 46.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。
And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls.
遇见一颗重价珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
我想我们也许在读启示录第十一章。
Let's.Turn to Revelation, chapter 11,
第十五节
verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王直到永永远远。
Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
18节就好了。
And verse
18. 外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了，审判死人的时候也到了。你的仆人、众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你们的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。你败坏那败坏世界之人的时候也就到了。
And the nations were enraged, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth.
在这里四次讲到到了，到了。
Here we see that four times it says the time came, the time came.
因为主基督的国在地上成了，已经设立了，所以许多事情也就到了。
By now, the kingdom of Christ has established on earth, so time has been fulfilled.
也许再翻到十二章，后面十二章第九节。第十节好了。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 12.
第十二章第十节。
Chapter 12, verse 10.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度，并他基督的权柄现在都来到了。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of God.And the authority of his Christ have come for the.
因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before God day and night.
好，像我们圣经就读到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
Now we conclude our Bible reading and let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们欢喜快乐再次聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you. With joyful heart, we gather before you.
因为每次我们来到你的面前，我们就知道主继续要向我们施恩，主要继续向我们说话。
Because whenever we come before you, we know that you will bless us, you will speak to us.
在这样世代当中，常常用你的话来供应我们，来帮助我们。
In this generation, you will provide us with your word.
那我们因着你的话，我们更多明白你的心意。
So through your word, we can understand your will.
我们深信也知道你一切的话有一天要应验成就在你的教会身上。
Also, we know that one day your words will be fulfilled in your church.
你的旨意要成就在地上。
And your will be done on earth.
我们感谢你因着这样的应许，我们能够常常欢喜，常常聚在你面前。
We thank you because such promises we can gather with joy before you.
常常内心的感谢赞美再次归给你。
And we'll be able to often offer our thanksgiving to you.
早晨求你借圣灵与我们同在。
Oh, this morning, through the Holy Spirit, may your presence be with us.
也把那智慧启示的人赐给我们，叫我们能够明白你的话。
And give us wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation so we can understand your word.
因着明白你的话，我们愿意更多照你的话行在你的旨意当中。
So that we can walk in your will.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 让早晨呢，愿和弟兄姊妹继续再回到马太福音十三章，交通主耶稣讲的天国的比喻。
I'd like to turn to Matthew 13. I'd like to use this morning to share the mystery of kingdom of God.
我们说到马太福音乃是讲到主是那天国的君王。
We talk about Jesus is the king of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当主来到地上的时候，他乃是传天国的福音。
So when he came on earth, he preached the gospel of the kingdom.
他把天国带到地上。
He brought kingdom of heaven on earth.
有一天，天国要在地上建立。
One day he established kingdom of heaven on earth.
到那天，主要做王，直到永远。
On that day, Jesus will be king and will reign forever.
那时候我们看见神永远的旨意就成就了。
We know that by that day, the eternal purpose of God will be fulfilled.
所以在马太福音第十三章，他就告诉我们这个天国怎样在地上开始的。
So in chapter 13 of Matthew, it tells us how this kingdom of heaven starts.
这个天国在这个世代在地上是怎样发展，怎样把它显明出来。
And how it progresses throughout generations.
所以这个天国在地上开始发展的时候，乃是借着神的话，天国的道理，生命的种子临到这个地上。
So it starts with the God's word that come upon the earth.
那个神的话撒在人的心的里面。
Through the word that spread in our heart.
我们看见好像神的话只在少数人身上有了果子。
And we also see that the only a few people may have a fruit through this word.
好像大部分这个生命的种子都土壤了，都浪费掉。
For most people,The seed of God's word seems wasted.
没有达到那个撒种的人，那个主人的目的。
It failed to fulfill the purpose of the sower.
而第二个比喻就讲到败子的比喻。
The second parable is parable of tares.
第一个比喻跟第二个比喻是一对。
We know that the first parable and the second parable they are a couple.
当这个撒种的人把那个生命的种子撒在地上的时候
，as aThe sower sowed the seed of life on earth.
我们看见那个败子仇敌的工作，就是一个假冒的工作呢，也在地上发生。
We see the tares, which is the work of the Satan, it starts as well.
这个败子在那里伤害，影响到麦子的一个成长。
Tares prevented the growth of the wheat.
那我们看见到第三个、第四个比喻。
We also see the third and fourth parable.
这两个比喻也是成为一对。
And these two parables also are pairs.
我们看见那个仇敌那个假冒工作呢，怎样实际发生在这个世代里面。
We see how falsehood progresses through generation as well.
就是借一粒芥菜种长成了一棵大树。
We see that how a mustard seed can grow to a huge tree.
这是说到那个天国在地上发展的时候那种不正常的一个发展。
You talk about kingdom of heaven grows out of proportion on earth.
成为一棵大树，以至于飞鸟可以住宿在它上面。
It becomes a big tree that even all the birds of heaven can rest on it.
飞鸟，主耶稣在前一个比喻就讲到那是个撒旦。
We know that Jesus used a bird in the previous parable and mentioned it as Satan.
那是说明当这个不正常发展的时候，我们看见仇敌那些邪恶的东西的，就在这个天国的里面外表发展里面有了一些地位。
We know that when church grows irregularly, then we give a position to the adversary of God.
也是影响到这个天国的一个成长。
And it prevented kingdom to grow.
这是一个外面表面上的一个发展。
So it is a growth of our service.
而在里面的一个情形呢，乃是借着面笑这个比喻把它说明出来。
But he also gave another parable to talk about what is inside of the kingdom.
外面一个不正常的发展，而里面呢是一个罪恶败坏的东西呢，在那里使这个整个天国的性质改变了。
From outward that church, the kingdom of heaven grew irregularly, but inside the kingdom, it
以至于外面也是一种膨胀。
He also has a problem so that it increases the growth of.
但是里面却没有纯洁，里面没有个真实的东西。
Because inside we lack of the purity, so that the outwardly we grow irregularly.
所以我们看见整个教会历史好像在地上。在这个世代发展的时候，就是这样的一个表现的过程。
See, throughout generation, we know this is a phenomenon of church growth.
我们看见神的话好像在少数人身上有了果效而已。
We see that how only on a few people the God's word will have effect.
并且我们看见许多假冒似是而非的东西呢，进到这个天国里面，进到教会里面。
We see a lot of falsehood enter the kingdom of God and the Church.
而地上这个教会发展好像非常成功，非常伟大。
From outside, church progress can become very successful.
以致仇敌在教会占了有一席之地位。
And also give a position to Satan.
以致教会性质就慢慢就改变了。
Gradually, church's nature changes as well.
不像一个新团，不像一个无效饼。
It doesn't.Look like unleavened bread.
所以我们看见教会在这个世代这个光景所显明出来，一方面是说到仇敌的工作就是这样子。
He also tells us that this is the work of the Satan.
所以当我们看见这个天国在地上发展的时候，好像似乎是仇敌的力量大过神的力量。
So in this progress of the kingdom of heaven, we see that the enemy's power overpowers the kingdom of heaven.
好像神的旨意在那好像不容易的成就，不容易实现在这个地上。
So it seems like God's will is hardly fulfilled on earth.
所以当我们看见这些光景的时候，
as we see this phenomenon,
让对一个稍微有点心爱主，愿意追求羡慕天国实现的一般人，
for those who desire God's kingdom, who love the Lord,
他们盼望天国早日降临在这个地上的一般人。
We hope that the kingdom of heaven can come to earth earlier.
常常他们在信心里面就受了影响，受了一点的搅扰。
So such phenomenon will impact your faith.
这个就是为什么当主耶稣进到房子里面，门徒进前来问他一些话语的时候。
So we see that how after Jesus entered the house and his disciple came to ask him.
当主耶稣离开众人，在那房子里面，只有门徒们聚在他面前。
When he left the crowds, when he entered the house, only disciples were with him.
他继续进一步讲到天国奥秘里面真实的光景应该是怎样。
So he tells of the truth through the mystery of kingdom of heaven.
所以当神的儿女们只看见外表现象的时候，
So God's children, if they can only see the outward experience of kingdom of heaven,
常常我们心就受了很大一个影响。
Our heart will be impacted greatly.
正如诗篇七十三篇在那里讲问到以色列百姓当中那一般清心的人。
It's like in Psalm 73, it talks about those who have a pure heart.
他们看见周遭发生了许多事情。
They look around, they see a lot of things happen around them.
那些清心的人，他们在那里说。
And those who have a pure heart, they said it to themselves.
他说我的脚几乎失散。
He says, my feet almost stumbled.
我的脚险些滑跌。
My steps had almost slipped.
因为他看见许多的事情呢，叫他几乎要跌倒。
Because he see a lot of things happening around them and almost cause him to stumble.
因为他看见恶人狂妄的人在那里呢享平安。
Because the arrogant actually enjoyed prosperity.
他心就心怀不平。
So he became very envious of them.
他看见那些人他们死的时候也没有痛苦。
And they saw that there were no pain in their death.
他们力气又是非常强壮。
And they see their power.
他们不像别人在那里受苦，不像别人在那里遭灾。
And they are not in trouble like any other man.
他们所得的胜过他们所心中所想的。
And their gain is greater than what they desire.
而他看看自己呢？
And they look upon themselves.
他说我终日遭灾，我每早晨还要受惩治。
He says, I've been stricken every day.
他常常遇到许多艰难，而且常常在那里好像受到主的许多的 管教。
And he himself experienced a lot of problems and chastisement from the Lord.
所以他说我突然洁净我的心。
He says, in vain I purify my heart.
我突然表明我的无辜。
In vain, I wash my hands.
我们知道这是一个守节清心的一个人。
We know that this person has a pure heart.
但是他这样守节清心又有什么用处呢？
But he said, what's the purpose? What is the use?
所以当他思想这一切事情的时候，他里面不明白。
So when he meditated on these things, he did not understand.
所以他才说我突然洁净了我的心，我突然洗手表明我的无辜。
That's why he said, surely in vain I have kept my heart pure.
我这样的敬虔在神面前好像是突然了。
So he thinks that godliness before God is in vain.
他几乎要跌倒。
He almost stumbled.
感谢主他没有跌倒。
But thank God that he did not stumble.
因为为什么他没有跌倒呢？
Why he almost stumbled but did not?
因为他说等我进到圣所。
Because he said, until I came into sanctuary.
他进到神的面前来思想这一切的时候。
When he entered into God and started to think about it.
他里面明亮，他里面清楚了。
And that he was enlightened.
他说，神把那些恶人放在一个滑地。
He said that surely you set them in the slippery places.
他们要掉在那个沉沦之中。
And they were cast down to a destruction.
他也看见他自己的愚昧无知。
And you also see how foolish he was.
他里面明亮清楚了。
Now he was enlightened inside and he became clear.
因为在神面前他看见那些恶人的结局是非常可怕的。
And he sees the end of those evildoers.
并且他也知道有一天神要把他接到荣耀里面。
And he also knew that one day God will bring him to glory.
这一切这个感觉呢，是因着他进到圣所里面思想这一切的时候。
That's when he started to enter the sanctuary, started thinking about this thing.
他明白过了这些发生的事情背后的意义是什么。
Then he realized the purpose behind all this.
所以诗篇七十三三篇到最末了一节，他说。
So, Psalm 73, in the last verse, it says,
他说亲近神与我有益处。
He said, nearness of God is my good.
我以主耶华为我避难所。
I've made the Lord God my refuge.
好叫述说你一切的作为。
That I may tell of all your works.
这一个清心的人，
This man of pure heart,
他进到神的圣所，进到神的面前亲近神。
When he entered the sanctuary to be near with the Lord,
他从各样环境里面，他进到神里面，成为他的避难所。
From all the surroundings, he entered in God and take God as his refuge.
那是要叫他看见神那奇妙的作为。
And so that he can see the wonderful works of God.
是不是人眼睛可以看得见的？
It cannot be seen by eyes of man.
只有那些有信心的人，他进到神面前，他才能明白这一切。
It can be only seen by those.Men of faith, and when they enter into the sanctuary.
这个就是为什么主耶稣离开众人进到房子以后，门徒在他面前，主耶稣对他们所讲的这些话意义。
That's why when Jesus left the crowd, entered the house, and the disciples followed him into the house.
门徒不仅看见前面四个比喻天国在地上外面所发展的一种表现。
Not only disciples are able to see the outward appearance of the growth of kingdom of heaven.
他们更主要让他们更看见天国里面的实质内容是什么。
The Lord Jesus opened their eyes so that they can see the reality of kingdom of heaven.
主要让他们看见到世界末了的时候有一个审判要临到。
So Jesus wants them to see that at the end of this world, there will be judgment.
那就是稗子要丢在火湖里面。
That is that tares will be thrown into the fire.
在那里有个最后的审判要临到。
There will be a last judgment.
主要让他们看见天国奥秘的真实是什么。
God wants to see the truth of the mystery of kingdom of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要明白天国真正奥秘。
So Lord, brothers and sisters, we need to understand the truth of the kingdom of heaven.
我们若是只是看见外面的一个现象而已。
If we can only see the outward appearance,
这些众人都看见，都听见了。
Like all other people, they can see.
但是只有少数人，那些门徒，那些跟随主的人，他们进到主耶稣基督面前。
But only a few of them, those disciples of Jesus Christ, they enter into the Lord.
主才让他们里面有真正的一个看见。
Then they can really understand what is the truth.
他们才能明白，他们才能分辨这些事物的真实是什么。
Then they can understand what is the truth and reality of this.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要常常进到房子里面。
So we need to enter the house where Jesus is.
我们常常需要进到内室里面。
We need to enter into inner chamber.
离开众人。
Separate ourselves from all the
crowd. 单单来到圣所，来到主的面前。
Just be in sanctuary, be with the Lord Himself.
在那里，主要继续向我们说话。
Because in there, Lord will continue to speak to us.
主在那里继续要解释这天国的奥秘。
The Lord will continue to explain to us the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
这就是后面主继续讲有宝贝藏在地里。
So Lord Jesus continued to tell them the story of a hidden treasure on earth.
他们买卖人寻找好珠子的比喻。
And also like a merchant seeking for the fine pearl.
这两个比喻也是一个一对。
We know these two parables also are pairs.
我们说过，在这个比喻里面呢，因着主耶稣亲自没有亲自解释那个意义是什么。
In these two parables, Lord Jesus did not tell us exactly what it means.
就像前面的几个比喻一样，在解释圣经的当中也很多不同的解释。
It's like two parables, previous parables that many commentators.Have different opinions.
有人说这个宝贝就是指的以色列百姓来说的。
Some people say the treasure means Israel.
因为在旧约时代，以色列就是神的一个独特的宝贝。
Because in Old Testament, God tells us that Israel are the treasure in God's eyes.
有人说这个宝贝就是神的，指神的百姓。
Some people tell us this treasure is the people of God.
也更有人说这个宝贝是指的那个已经失落那个十个支派。
Some people say this treasure are the ten lost tribes.
他们消失在这个世界里面。
They're lost in this world.
更有人说这个宝贝是指的救恩来说的。
Some people say that the treasure means the salvation.
说被人找到了呀。
It was found by people.
但是我们知道救恩不是人可以付上一些代价所可以得着的。
But we know salvation cannot be bought.By people,
救恩是白白得着的。
Because we receive salvation freely.
那个珠子也是一样。
And pearls are the same.
有人说是指的基督来说的。
Some people say pearls are meant here to be Christ.
所以人去寻找，他找到了，他变卖他一切所有来买这个珠子。
So people look for Jesus and they found it and they sold all they have and bought the pearl.
但是我们知道，不管是救恩、主耶稣基督，我们得着都不是人可以付上代价所得着的。
Whether it is salvation or it is Christ, we know that we cannot pay the price to buy them.
虽然有一些解释好像也是很不错，也有它的道理。
We know that this explanation may sounds very good.
但是我发觉好像在许多解释里面呢，似乎那个解经王子摩根可能解释的更好。
But among all these explanations, the best one I think is the.What the prince of expositors, Campbell Morgan, had the best.
Morgan 说到这个宝贝呢，那是指的在这个世界当中神那隐藏的那个神圣的一个管理。
And he said this treasure means that in this kingdom of heaven is the secret government of God.
神那个掌权那个美好的管理。
It is a government of God's authority.
是隐藏在这个世界里面人所不知道、看不见的。
It is hidden in this world. People cannot see.
而这个人呢，就像前面所说的，那个人就指的人子，主耶稣来说的。
And this person, is meant to be Christ, the Son of Man, Son of.
所以我们看见今教会在这个世代这样发展的时候。
So as the church progresses in generation,
人所看见不过是外表的现象。
People only see from the outward.
好像教会今天在这个世代所显出来也都是一种软弱、荒凉的光景。
So what we see is a weak and a desolation.
人只看见好像仇敌的工作非常猖狂。
We see that how powerful that enemy's work is.
因为仇敌被称为这个世界的王。
Because the enemy is called the king of this world.
好像这个仇敌，这个世界王，在这个世代里面，他占了上风。
So we see that the enemy has upper hand in this world.
他得胜了。
He overcome.
好像我们不明显看不见神那个很明显的作为在这个世代。
So we don't see the clear apparent work from God.
神的旨意好像神的天国不是那么容易就能够实现在这个地上。
We see that God's will and kingdom of heaven cannot be established easily.
但是我们感谢主，主看见在这个世界，在这隐藏里面有一件事实。
But thank the Lord that.In this world, there's one reality.
有神那个掌权在那里，管理在那里。
Lord still reigns.
他是按照他最美好方式继续在暗中来工作。
In his wonderful way, he works secretly in this world.
最终他的工作要成就，他的旨意要成就。
And in the end, his work and his will be done.
所以这个人他意见应该是说他找着了。
So this man, found it.
他是欢欢喜喜的变卖他一切所有要来买这块地。
With joy that he bought this field.
为什么他欢欢喜喜的愿意付上这样的大价来买这一块地呢？
Why was he willing to pay the great price with joy to buy this field?
我们看主耶稣在地上的时候。
We see that how Lord Jesus, when he was on
earth. 马太福音十一章告诉我们说，主在许多城市里面行了许多神迹。
In Matthew 11, that it tells us that Jesus performed many miracles in many cities.
但是人终不悔改。
But in the end, people refused to repent.
主的工作好像没有什么果效。
He says there was no effect for Jesus Christ.
主说我在那里吹笛，他们也不跳舞。
Jesus said, when I blow the flute, they don't dance.
我举胸，举哀，他们也不捶胸。
When I was sad, but they don't feel sympathy.
人对主天国话语没有回应。
People desire respond to the word of kingdom of heaven.
因为这是一个属灵荒凉、麻木的一个时代。
Because this is a generation of desolation.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然这一切事情发生在主的周围。
Even though these things happen around Lord Jesus.
主却再来说：“父啊，我感谢你，天地的主，我感谢你。”
Jesus says.The Lord of Heavens, I thank thee.
你将这些事向聪明通达人就隐藏起来。
You hide these things from those who are with understanding.
向婴孩就显明出来。
But you revealed it to the babies.
父啊，你的本意本是如此。
Father,
原意本是如此。
This is your good pleasure.
在路加福音在那里特别说，他被圣灵感动就欢乐起来。
In Luke, he said he rejoiced because he was touched by the Holy Spirit.
为什么面对这样工作的艰难不容易主为什么欢乐欢喜起来呢？
So in this kind of difficulties, why he was joyful?
因为路加福音在那里告诉我们说他曾经看见撒旦从天坠落了。
Because Luke tells us that because Jesus saw that Satan was thrown down from heaven.
像闪电一样。
It's like a lightning.
在那里主已经看见，他说曾经看见了。
Because Lord Jesus saw then.
那就是说这些已经发生了，在属灵的眼睛里面，他已经看见这个事实。
So he has seen, so it became reality in Jesus.
神已经得胜了。
The Lord overcame.
所以启示录十一章那里告诉我们，十二章那里告诉我们。
So in the Revelation 12, it tells us.
他说天上有声音在那里说。
So there's a voice, loud voice in heaven saying,
我神的救恩能力国度主基督的权柄现在都到了。
It says the salvation power and the kingdom of our Lord have come.
神的权柄能力都到了。
The authority of his Christ have come.
十一章，启示录十一章那里更告诉我们说，第七个天使吹第七号的时候。
So in the Revelation chapter 11, it says that when the seventh angel sounded the
天上同样有声音说
And also there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our God. He will reign forever and ever. Because at that time, the God's wrath came. The time came for the dead to be judged.
他仆人众先知众圣徒那些敬畏神明的人连从大到小 他们都要得赏赐的时候也到了
The time to prophets of the saints and those who fear his name the smallest great
那败坏这个世界之人的时候也到了
And the time to destroy those who destroy the earth has come as well
我们看见一切事情都到了
We know the fulfillment of all things has come. Because kingdom of heaven is established on earth. So rest of God, the reward of God all come. The Lord sees all this as reality.
So
that's why he rejoiced. He also paid great price so that God's will be done on earth. Because he knows that God's will is so precious. One day God's will be done on earth. Because Lord knows that behind this world, there's a sovereignty of the Lord.
神根据他原则，根据他那个美好的旨意，暗中在继续在工作。
Based on God's own principle and his wonderful acts that he works secretly in this world.
世界上所发生，不管是好的事情、坏的事情。
No matter good things or bad things happen in this world.
每一件事情都是要成就神的旨意。
Everything will help to fulfill God's will.
主知道不能只看眼前的。
God knows that, the Lord knows that you cannot just see on the surface.
主还是注视那将来。
The Lord Jesus looked beyond current and he looked into the future. So in the chapter 12 of Hebrew it says, for the joy set before him, he despised the cross. Why he was so joyful? Because through the difficulties, God's will be done. And the kingdom of heaven will be established here as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们若是有这样信心的眼睛，
So, dear brothers, if we have these eyes of faith,
我们看见在这个天国在这个世代发展所显出的各种光景当中，
As we see all the phenomena as the church, as the kingdom of heaven progresses in this world,
虽然许多事令人灰心，令人丧胆，
Even though our heart can be weakened and our faith can falter,
许多事情让我们里面失去了那个跟从主的一个力量。
Sometimes we lose the power to follow the Lord.
但是若是我们是一个有信心的人，
But if we are a man of faith,
若是我们不是一个凭眼见的人，
If we are a man does not rely on what we see,
我们要看见原来在这个背后有神的一个管理在。
We see that behind this world there's the sovereignty of the Lord.
主找着了又把它藏起来。
The Lord found it and Lord hid it again.
为什么主又把它藏起来呢？
Why did Lord hide it again?
主耶稣来到地上的时候，
When Jesus was on earth,
他把神的心意把天国向人打开，
He revealed the kingdom of heaven to us.
让人看见他是天国王，
Let us see that he's the king of the kingdom of heaven.
但是我们看见人拒绝了他，
But we see how people rejected him.
人不承认他是主，不承认他是王。
They refused to acknowledge him as the Lord and the King.
他们不能让主来做王来管理他们。
They did not allow Lord to be king to reign them.
所以神的旨意，神天国奥秘就把它隐藏起来了。
So Lord Jesus had to hide the kingdom of heaven.
对那些自认为聪明通达的人，神的旨意向他们隐藏。
Those who think that they are smart and wise, God hid these things from them. God only revealed them to the infants.
那些单纯，那些依靠主的人呢？
Those who are pure and who rely on the Lord,
主就向他们显明那个奥秘的真意。
The Lord revealed to them the secret of this mystery.
让他们看见在这个世界在这个地里面有隐藏神那个管理在。
So in this earth, God has put this sovereignty of the Lord.
神的主权仍然在那里。
God's authority is still there.
虽然人外面好像看不见神的作为管理。
Even though from outside we cannot see God's sovereignty and His government.
但是一个有信心的人。
But if you're a man of faith,
他在信心里面看见神的手管理在那里。
Through faith, he sees the hands of God controlling everything.
一切都是照着神的旨意在那里一步一步往前。
Everything progresses according to God's will.
我们读到旧约以斯帖的故事。
We see that in Old Testament, that book of Esther.
很奇妙，这一卷书里面没有提到神这个字。
In the book of Esther, it did not mention the name God.
我们看到仇敌在那想尽办法要把这个犹太这个民族除灭掉。
We see how enemy tried to destroy the people of Israel.
但是这位人看不见的神，隐藏了神。
But this hidden God, whom people cannot see,
仍然在暗中保守他的子民。
He kept his people in secret.
仍然在暗中来工作。
And he worked in secret.
为要成就他的旨意。
In order to fulfill his will.
最后，我们看仇敌的计划被败坏掉。
In the end, we see that the work of the enemy was destroyed.
因为他是一个隐藏的神。
Because our God is God who hides himself.
他的旨意也是向那些不信的人是隐藏的。
So to the unfaithful, to those who do not believe, his will is hidden.
他的旨意只向那些在信心里面看见神管理的人打开显明。
So his will only be revealed to those who through faith see the sovereignty of God.
主要让他们看见有一天时候到的时候。
God wants them to see that one day when time has come.
这些虚假、这些败坏、这些假冒东西都要进到火炉里面。
All these falsehoods, the lies, will be thrown down to the fire.
神的审判要临到他们身上。
The judgment will come upon them.
所以这个人他找着的时候，他就把他藏起来，欢欢喜喜的变卖他一切所有的。
So this man, when he found it, he with joy he sold all he had and bought this field.
他买这一块地。
He want to buy this field.
他买这一块，他不是买那一个宝贝，他买这块地。
See, he didn't buy that the treasure, but he bought this whole field.
因为他买到这个地呢，也就得到那块那个宝贝。
Because once he owns that field, he'll own that treasure as well.
这是说到主在付上一切重大代价。
It tells of our Lord who paid great price.
就是为了要神的旨意，要神的管理能够尽快实现出来。
In order for God's government, God's sovereignty can be fulfilled.
我们看见主的救赎不仅是关系到我们这些罪人而已。
We know that God's salvation does not only care for those who are sinners.
神的救赎也关乎到这个整个受造的世界。
God's salvation only has a lot to do with this whole creation.
他不仅把我们这些罪人拯救回来归给神。
Not only that he redeem us and so that we can become gods.
也要把整个受造世界重新买回来归给神。
Lord Jesus also purchased the whole creation and give it to the Lord.
所以哥罗西第一章那里告诉我们。
So in Colossians chapter 1, it says,
主耶稣他借十字架流血成就和平。
It says, Lord Jesus made the peace through the blood of Jesus Christ.
借着他叫万有，无论是地上、天上的，都与他和好。
So God reconciled everything on earth and in heaven to himself.
所以主的救恩救赎不仅叫我们与神和好。
So God's salvation not only reconciles us to God,
也叫万物万有也要都与神和好。
But also all creatures will be reconciled to God.
所以罗马书第八章那里告诉我们。
So that in Romans 8, it says,
今天整个塑造之物都是落在那个虚空的匣子里面，在那里哀声叹气。
We know the whole creation, they're subjected to futility.
但是那些塑造之物，他们在那指望有一天脱离这些败坏的匣子。
So, but all creation is in hope that one day they will be set free from this corruption.
他们要享受神荣神儿女荣耀的自由。
They'll enjoy the glory of God's children.
So we can see this man, he bought the land.
So we see this man bought the field.
He paid,
he sold all he has.
要把万有
So he can reconcile everything in this world, in this universe, to the Lord.
所以神的救赎是关系到所有塑造树，宇宙万有都在这个救赎里面有关系。
So that salvation of the Lord actually encompasses the whole creation.
我们看大卫历史，我们就可以看见这一点。
If we see the history of David.
大卫因着数点百姓得罪了神。
We know that David sinned against God when he counted people.
为什么要数点百姓? 因为他在夸耀他自己的成就伟大。
Why do he want to count God's people? Because he want to show how great he was.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想这个事情呢，常常成为我们一个提醒。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should be reminded of this fact as well.
今天人很注重那个数字。
We know that people today, they care a lot about the numbers.
你看今天基督教常常在那发表一些数字。
We know that the Christian world often publishes these numbers.
今年有多少人信主受浸?
Today, how many people baptized this year?
我们建立了多少教会?
How many churches we have established?
今天世界上有多少千千万的基督徒?
How many Christians in this whole world?
人觉得那些数字实在是非常觉得他有一些成就。
And through these numbers, they feel like a sense of accomplishment. They have sense of this, they enjoy sense of accomplishment. So they can set before people that something, you know, worthy of praise. Because there's the same mentality that David counted the God's people. Destroyed all the nations and he became king. He wanted to count it how many people that he had. We know that the Bible tells us this is Satan actually urges his heart. So that he sinned against God when he counted the people. So judgment of God fell upon God's people.
降瘟疫在百姓的当中.
The plague came upon God's people.
感谢神, 大卫他知道他犯错了.
Oh, but thank the Lord, David immediately knew that he made a mistake.
所以先知拿单来对他讲的说, 告诉他说你要去买那个拉尔兰的那一块地.
And so the Nathan, the prophet, told him that you need to buy the field of Arona. And you need to set up an altar there.
然后神的愤怒审判就会终止。
And God's judgment will end there.
所以大卫就付了52克瑟勒银子来买那阿尔兰那块禾场。
So David paid the 50 shekels of silver to buy the field.
但圣经告诉我们说他不仅买那一个禾场。
But Bible tells us that he not only bought this field,
他还买那个和那以那禾场连在一起的那一块地。
But he also bought this the surrounding areas that includes this field.
他为了那块地付上了600色克勒金子。
So actually, in total, he paid 600 shekels of silver for the whole place.
这个就是在这里让我们看见主耶稣他变卖一切所有买这一块地。
So we see that how Jesus paid great price, all he had to buy this place.
这一切都是为了让神的旨意、神的管理能够有一天能够实现应验在这个地上。
This is all for the sovereignty and government of God to be fulfilled one day on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天看这个时代。
So today we see this age.
我们看这个基督教世界在地上发展的时候。
See how Christian world progresses in this world.
我们若只是看表面外面的现象。
If you only see the on the surface.
我们想神的旨意怎么能够成就呢?
Yeah, we wonder that how come how can God's will be done?
今天教会的光景这样情形怎么能够长大成基督满有长成身量呢?
With such a condition, how can church grow into the fullness of stature of Christ?
这些事情我们一思想的时候，我们心中就为难。
And whenever we think about these conditions, our hearts become very weakened.
我们不明白,
we could not understand.
但是感谢神,
but thank the Lord.
当每次我们进到圣所, 进到主人面前,
whenever we enter sanctuary, whenever we enter the presence of the Lord,
主要让我们看见那背后有神的管理在,
Lord Jesus, let us see that behind all this, there's the sovereignty of the Lord. It is a secret, it's hidden. In this world. The people do not know.
只有那些清心的人, 只有那些有信心的人, 他们才能够知道这些事情。
Only those who have a pure heart and who have faith can understand this.
他们就不会受这些外面事物的一些事情的困惑。
So they will not become perplexed by things happen around them.
他们也能够学习像主一样欢欢喜喜的。
So they will be like the Lord,
joyful,
rejoice. And they are willing to pay the price to follow the Lord.
好像神的旨意能快快能够显明出来。
So the Lord's will be hastened to be fulfilled on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主在这里对门徒所说天国的奥秘的另外一个真实的情形。
So we know this is another side of truth that when Jesus taught them about the mystery of kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们仍然需要有这样的信心。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to hold on to this faith.
当我们眼目不是看这外面的现象,
we're not look around and see what happened around us.
我们眼目注视那将来所要成就的事情,
our eyes should be fixed on what will happen in the future.
启示录一开头的时候告诉我们说耶稣基督的启示,
but in the revelation, it tells us in the very beginning, it is revelation of Lord Jesus.
就是神将来必要快成的事, 启示给那个使徒约翰的那些事情。
He revealed this, what will happen quickly to John the Apostle.
使徒约翰在那所写这些事, 不仅是必成的事情。
So, John not only writes something to happen very soon,
他说必要快成的事情。
Also, he said something will happen very quickly.
用什么神的旨意不仅是要成就，并且是要快快就要成就。
So we know the God's will not only will be fulfilled, but it will be fulfilled very quickly.
不会太久的。
It won't be that long.
因为时间已经到了一个末世了。
Because we know the time has come to its end.
所以我们看见，我们说到主耶稣已经看见那个撒旦被摔在那个地上了。
Our Lord has seen that Satan already thrown down.
他看见神已经作王掌权了。
He already see the Lord's reigns.
所以他才欢欢喜喜地来到这个地上。
So that with joy he came on this earth.
为着我们这些人成为贫穷的人。
So for us who become poor.
付尽一切代价，就是为了叫神的旨意能够成就在这个地上。
He paid with the price that, the great price, all he had.
这就是宝贝藏在地里的比喻。
This is what the parable of treasure hidden in the earth, in the field.
然后主耶稣说, 天国又像好, 一个买卖寻找好珠子。
He also said, Kingdom of Heaven is like a merchant seeking for the fine pearl.
遇见了一个重价珠子, 他就变卖一切所有买了这一个。
When he found one pearl of great value, he sold all he had and buy this pearl.
我们知道这个珠子很显然是指的教会来说的。
And it's this here that pearl is very clearly it speaks of the church. We know this pearl is also hidden. When a pearl is hidden in the sea.
就像那个宝贝它藏在地里也是人是隐藏人是看不见的。
It's like a treasure is hidden in the earth. This pearl is hidden in the sea.
所以只有一个在信心里面眼睛被打开的人他才看见那隐藏背后的事情。
So only those with the faith, they can see what is hidden.
所以这个珠子乃是讲到教会。
So this pearl talk about the church.
为什么说到是个教会呢?
Why do we say this pearl is the church?
我们知道珠子乃是一个有机体结出来一种东西。
We know the pearl is organic. It's a through organic process, the product of organic process.
那是那种好，或是一种那个贝呢，有外面的沙子或者说一些东西呢，进到它里面，伤害到这个有机体。
We know some grain of sand fall into this clam.
啊，那这个贝可能它流出一些分泌物。
It hurt the clam, and clam through its produces some gland,
然后慢慢就把那些伤害他那些沙子沙粒呢，就把它包起来。
So it wrap around with its gland the sand that hurt it.
然后慢慢就形成一个美丽的一个珠子。
And gradually it become beautiful pearl.
这个就是讲到这个教会的产生。
It speaks of the how church was born.
教会呢是因着主受死受苦所结出来的。
We know that the church was born out of suffering of our Lord Jesus.
当神造人的时候,
when God created man,
当神造好亚当以后,
when he finished creating Adam,
为了要给他找一个配偶,
in order to find a helpmate,
就当亚当睡的时候, 神从他, 肋旁里面拿出一些肋骨, 就造成一个女人。
When Adam fell in sleep, God, through his side, made a woman. And so, as Adam said, this is my bone of bones and my flesh of flesh. And Paul also tells us that the church is the body of Christ. And church is the Lord's bone of bones and flesh of flesh. Through Jesus' suffering of death, the church was born. And the church became the pearl of great value in Lord's eyes. So church is very precious in God's eyes. It is apple of his eyes.
是因他付上重大代价，付上他生命，用血所买赎回来的。
And in order to help church, he paid great price. He paid with the blood of his own.
所以天国实际呢，是显在真实的教会里面。
So that the kingdom of heaven is revealed through the church.
今天外面基督教外面所表现，那还不是真正天国的表现。
We know that what happens in the world are not the true appearance of the church. True appearance of the kingdom of heaven is on those who are born again. Those works are hidden. People do not see. Because there is a sovereignty of God. According to his will, he leads us step by step. And God's will not be influenced by things happening around us. Because God is God who works until now. When he set up his will, he will accomplish it.
这个我们说到这个珠子是在海中，是在那慢慢形成的。
We know this pearl in the sea, it grew gradually.
人看不见的。
The people cannot see.
但是主知道。
But Lord knows.
主知道神的旨意在这个教会里面。
Lord knows that God's will be fulfilled in the church.
因为这个神的旨意在永远里面已经成就了。
Because God's will actually has already accomplished it in eternity.
主知道他愿意付上一切代价把这个珠子买回来。
So Lord paid great price to purchase this pearl.
成为他心中的至宝。
To become a treasure in his heart.
他来宝贝他，来爱护他。
And he will keep it and he will take care of it.
用什么？这就是教会在主的面前那个地位。
So this is the position of the church in God's heart.
但是我们知道这个珠子是他出生是从哪里来的？
But how does that the pearl come to being?
它是从海里面出来的。
We know it's from the sea.
海在圣经里面是表明一个罪恶、罪污秽的一个地方。
We know sea in the Bible symbolizes the sea of the sins.
犹大书告诉我们说，那个海要涌出许多泡沫出来，那些罪恶、那些污秽的东西。
Because the book of James tells us that the sea will produce all the bubbling the sins.
我们看今天外面那个世界海也是一样。
We now see that today you go outside, the sea also looks like a
许多浪来的时候，就把那里面很多污秽、肮脏东西都吹到那个沙滩上面。
You know, if there's a wave, you see that the waves bring to the sea, to the beach, all this dirty stuff.
海也是代表一个死亡的地方。
And the sea also symbolizes the place of death.
所以启示告诉我们说，到最末了说还要交出死人来。
So Bible tells us that one day that the sea will give up its death.
所以我们看见这个珠石，它虽然是非常珍贵美丽一颗珠石。
We see that even though this pearl is so precious,
它但是它出生，它的根源是非常卑贱、卑微的。
But its origin is from a very humble place.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们原来出生的一个情形。
It is the same as our birthplace.
把告诉我们说，我们是生在罪孽当中。
Because Bible tells us we are born into sin.
我们是活在死亡里面的一般人。
We live in death.
但是现在主用他宝血拯救买赎了我们。
But now through His blood, He purchases redemptness.
把我们制作成一个美丽的珠子。
And he made us into this beautiful pearl.
因着我们生命是从他而来的。
Because our life is from him.
这个生命慢慢长成一个美丽的珠子。
And this life gradually grow into beautiful pearl.
这个珍珠它原文的意思就是个纯洁。
We know that the pearl also means pure.
所以我们看见原来我们是污秽肮脏的人，他用血洁净了我们，洁白了我们，像血一样的洁白。
Originally we are very dirty, but now through His blood, now we become so pure.
所以我们看见教会出身是何等的低微。
So we see the birthplace of church is very humble.
但是现在主把我们摆在一个何等尊贵一个地位上。
But now we see that how honorable our position is before the Lord.
我们读撒母耳他母亲哈拿做了一首诗歌。
We know Samuel's mother Hannah made a poem.
他说他从污秽灰尘当中抬举了我们。
He says, Lord, lift us up through the dirt.
叫我们与王子同坐。
So that we can share the position with the princes.
这就是我们的地位。
This is our position.
所以以弗所书的第二章也告诉我们。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, he also tells us.
因着主从死里复活，我们今天和主一同坐在天上。
Because with the Lord Jesus.Right now, we are seated with the Lord in heaven.
这是我们今天的地位。
This is our position today.
我们和神一同作王，坐在那里。
We reign with our Lord in heavens.
这是神有一天旨意要成就的事情。
So this is the will of God. One day it will be accomplished.
但是我们知道，这个工作是慢慢，是渐渐的。
We know, but this the progress of this work. Is gradual.
所以我们看见这个珠子的形成也是非常缓慢的。
So we know that it takes very long time for the pearl to be formed.
沙子进到它里面，伤到这个背的时候呢，慢慢流出一点分泌物。
When the sand first came into this clam and hurt it, produces gland gradually.
然后一层一层的加上一层。
Layer upon a layer.
然后最后才能够形成一个宝贵的珍珠。
And in the end, it produces this precious pearl.
我们看今天教会在神的手中工作也是这样子。
We see that this is how God works through the church as well.
神的工作都是一步一步的。
God's work is a step by step.
神的工作是不急躁的。
God does not hasten His work.
不像今天人做事情都是非常快速，好像都是一下子就能够出来了。
We know that not like today, everything is instantaneous.
就是 instant,
是 like instant everything.
因为这是有效有果效的一种东西。
Because this is things of the eternal value.
觉得这样还才是有果效。觉得这样才有果效。
For instant.
对。
Okay, they want to see the effect right away.
但是属灵的事情，神的工作却不是这样。
But spiritual things matters, and God's works do not like this. God has a lot of time.
时间在神的手中。
Because God has time in His own hand.
他按着他最美好的时候一步一步往前走。
Based on His perfect timing, He leads us step by step.
他知道这件工作最终总是要成就的。
Because He knows in the end, all this work will be accomplished anyway.
这个就是教会慢慢长成基督，长满有长成基督的身量的过程。
So this is how the church gradually progresses to the stature of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，人若是能够看见这样的事实，
Dear brothers and sisters, if we can see such a fact,
他在服事里面，他才会安息。
Only then he can enjoy the rest while he serves.
因为他看，心境的里面，他已经看见那一座有根基的城，那个新耶路撒冷已经成就在永远里面。Because
in his faith, he can see that the New Jerusalem, that the city with the foundations has already accomplished.
当时间一到的时候，就要从天降临。So
when time comes, then it will come down from heaven.
用什么？这就是神的旨意成就的时候。
So, and this will be the time that God's will be accomplished.
这些天国奥秘只向那些门徒们解释。
And this mystery of kingdom of heaven only be explained to his disciples.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们也需要这样的看见。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to see the same thing.
我们在这个时代，我们看见这一切荒凉的光景。
Today we see how desolate the world is.
可是我们里面也有另外一种的看见。
But if there's another insight in us,
这些外面荒凉光景就不会影响到我们。
Then no matter how desolate this world is, it will not impact us.
我们相信神永远是以天国有一天在地上要应验。
We believe in the eternal word of God and kingdom of heaven will be fulfilled on earth.
那一天我主基督的国在地上建立的时候呢， 他作王直到永永远远。
When the time comes that kingdom of our Lord is established on earth, He will be king forever and ever.
那些有信心的人，那天也要和他一同坐在宝座上。
And those who have faith will sit with him in the throne.
这就是为什么主耶稣需要进到房子里面，然后才能够把这些比喻告诉门徒们。
That's why Jesus need to enter the house and reveal this truth to his disciples.
大部分的群众那不过是在外面拥挤主耶稣的肉身。
Most of the crowds they are stay outside. They crowded.
只有那些认识主的人，他才愿意进到主的面前来。
Only those who really want to know the Lord, they enter the house into the presence of our Lord.
主要向他们解开天国的奥秘。
And the Lord start to explain to them the mystery of kingdom of heaven.
我想这是我们今天所需要的。
And this is exactly what we need today.
我们要进到房子里面。
We need to enter the house.
我们需要进到内室里面。
We need to enter the chamber.
把所有事物关在门外。
And we should shut everything else outside.
我们单单来到主面前。
We just enter into Lord's presence.
我们向他说，主把这些比喻向我们解开。
We ask him, Lord, please explain this the parables to us.
主在那里就要把那个天国奥秘向我们打开。
And Lord will then reveal his parables, truth of heaven to us.
让我们看见隐藏这个世界里面神那永远美好旨意。
So that in this world, how this beautiful will of God is hidden there.
神的管理仍然在那里。
God, we can see the sovereignty of God.
神的旨意乃是借他所拯救的教会要实现在这个地上。
And through the redeemed church, God's will be accomplished on earth.
今天教会就是神所做的工作。
When the church is the handiwork in His hand.
有一天教会长大成熟的时候，
One day the church will grow to maturity.
那一天神的国在地上就要建立起来。
That day that God's kingdom will be established on earth.
那一天，天国所有应许就要成就在地上。
So all the promise of the kingdom of heaven will be revealed on earth.
用神巴不得我们也能够常常进到主的面前。
We wish that everyone also need to come to the Lord.
我们常常进到神的圣所。
Enter the sanctuary.
我们在那思想的时候。
And there we meditate.
我们就能够看见和那个以色列那些清心的人一样。
So we'll be like those who are pure in heart in Israel.
我们看见有一天他把我们领到荣耀里面。
We can see that one day he will bring us into his glory.
我们就知道亲近神与我们有益处。
And we know that the nearness of God is for our own good.
我们在暗中所听见所看见的。
Those things that we hear in the secret.
我们在那里看见神奇妙作为。
We also can see the wonderful acts of God.
我们在那里要述说神的作为。
And there we can tell of His wonderful acts.
用什么？这是天国奥秘的意义。
This is the meaning of this mystery of kingdom of heaven.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们实在有一颗羡慕天国早早降临的那个心愿。
so that we can have this desire to see His kingdom come quickly. So that His kingdom will be established on earth soon. We'll conclude our sharing.
Let's bow our heads for a short word of prayer.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Dearly Father,
亲爱的天父,
truly we thank you for giving to us your word this day.
为了今天所赐给我们的话, 我们来感谢赞美你。
I pray that we would truly seek your kingdom, Lord.
但愿我们每一个人都来, 寻求你的果。
Father, we also thank you for all that you do for us.
为着你所为我们成就的一切，我们来感谢你。
Father, we truly ask that you would continue to lead us and guide us.
父啊，我们求你继续的带领我们，引导我们。
That we would follow you in the path that you have set for us all.
为着使我们能够走在你为我们所拣选的道路上。
Once again, we thank you for this time of fellowship and sharing.
为着这段时间的交通，我们再次来感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名, Amen.
Let us now turn to the bulletin.
让我们那个翻到。